CRI News, this is Wen Jie. A conference between the Communist Party of China and more than 200 other political parties and organizations from around the world has kicked off in Beijing. More than 120 countries' political parties and organizations are represented at the CPC in dialogue with world political parties' high-level meeting. Chinese President Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, has delivered a speech addressing the opening ceremony. The CPC is hosting the event in response to the requests of its foreign counterparts for in-depth knowledge about China's latest party congress, together with its development strategy and world vision. The event will run until Sunday. Xi Jinping has separately met with Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi and President of the Cambodian People's Party and Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, who are in Beijing to attend the dialogue. China's banking regulator has specified new rules to clean up micro-lending. The small loans are offered by financial institutions to consumers with high interest rates and short loan periods. This market has seen explosive growth due to its convenience, but is also under scrutiny for being loosely regulated. In a statement, the China Banking Regulatory Commission says it will halt new approvals of online micro-lenders and cross-region lending businesses. It's also warning existing micro-lenders against over-borrowing and abusive debt collection. Chinese authorities have announced plans to expand rural land ownership reforms to more counties next year. 300 counties will be covered under the expanded pilot program, up from the current 129. The Chinese Ministry of Agriculture says the reform should be basically completed by the end of 2021. China initiated the reform program in 2014 to grant farmers more rights to benefit from collective land in villages. The pilot program is part of the government's broader rural revitalization strategy. Local lawmakers in Beijing have passed a regulation to ban fireworks in the city proper. Setting off fireworks is now banned within the Fifth Ring Road. This means fireworks will be banned in Beijing during the Lunar New Year, which is a traditional time for celebrations with fireworks. Authorities in charge of areas outside the Fifth Ring Road can set fixed areas where fireworks are banned or restricted. The new regulation has been adopted to keep air pollution and casualties under control. Dozens of people have been injured or killed in firework-related accidents during the Spring Festival over the past couple of years. The 7-day Spring Festival holiday is also notorious for a heavy air pollution caused by fireworks. The final draw for next year's FIFA World Cup in Russia has taken place in Moscow. Defending champions Germany have been drawn into a group with Mexico, Sweden, and South Korea in Group F. European champions Portugal have been put into a group with Spain, as well as Morocco and Iran. Hosts Russia will take on Saudi Arabia in the tournament's opening match and have also been grouped with Egypt and Uruguay. France is grouped with Australia, Denmark, and Peru. 5-time champions Brazil is in one of the easier groups with Serbia, Switzerland, and Costa Rica. World Cup rookie Iceland is in a group with Argentina, Croatia, and Nigeria. Next year's World Cup, which runs from mid-June to mid-July, will take place in 11 Russian cities. Russian lawmakers are reportedly considering an accreditation ban on all U.S. media outlets for the country's parliament, the State Duma. This is said to be a response to the U.S. move to withdraw the accreditation for RT America, the Russian government's main English-language TV channel. Regional parliaments are also said to be considering restrictions on U.S. journalists. RT America was stripped of its media credentials on Wednesday for Capitol Hill due to its registration as a foreign agent in the U.S. The U.S. side has forced RT America to register as a foreign agent in response to alleged Russian meddling in last year's U.S. elections. Russian President Vladimir Putin responded last week by signing a bill requiring foreign-funded media outlets in Russia to register as foreign agents. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.